British and European negotiators are edging closer to a new Brexit deal after another day of talks in Brussels. French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel say the negotiations are now in the final stretch, and that's renewed hope that a deal could be signed off by leaders at a summit later today. But there are still issues holding up an agreement on both sides. Alex de Ruyter is director at the Centre for Brexit Studies at Birmingham City University. He joins me now. Welcome to Breakfast.
Hello there.
How close do you think these sides are to a deal?
I still think there's some way from actually reaching agreement, at least in terms that Prime Minister Boris Johnson thinks he could get a majority in the UK Parliament out of. And there are a couple of sticking points there. The chief one amongst them is the status of Northern Ireland, with the desire by the EU in particular to avoid the return to a hard border there. Now, in essence, that means keeping Northern Ireland inside the EU customs union. But this, of course, has raised objections from the Democratic Unionist Party in Northern Ireland. So that the deal that is being formulated is attempting to sell that in terms of officially the whole of the UK leaving the EU's customs union, but Northern Ireland having to abide by all the customs strictures of the EU, so de facto staying in. And I'm not sure the Democratic Unionist Party will accept that. So he has problems on that front.
Has scuppered a deal before when Theresa May was the Prime Minister. So it is within the realms of possibility that they might do it again.
Yes, it is. I mean, he would certainly be relying on them to command a majority in Parliament. But even then, I'm not sure that would be enough, because, of course, your listeners and yourself may be aware that 21 Tory MPs were expelled from the party, of course, for voting to prevent a no-deal scenario from happening. Now, it's not clear that all of them would necessarily vote for it either. I mean, the former Attorney General, Dominic Grieve, for example, has made clear that he would only support a withdrawal agreement on the condition that it would be accompanied by the government agreeing to another referendum on the agreement or staying in the EU, in effect. So Johnson's road to a parliamentary majority looks very shaky. He doesn't have one officially, and I think he may well struggle in this regard for those two reasons.
Could we talk through the timeline then? Because Boris Johnson, of course, has said that he'd rather die in a ditch than not leave the EU on October 31st. Even if he can get some kind of agreement that the Parliament would agree to, is that timeline possible?
No, it's not. I mean, they've run out of time to effect an October 31st withdrawal. I mean, what's being agreed at the moment, of course, is the political agreement on both sides, particularly the European side. If we do reach agreement in this regard, they would still have to pour through any detailed legal texts, and that scrutiny could take quite some time. So I think even if an agreement were to be reached and the UK Parliament were to vote it into existence, legally speaking, that would still take us beyond the 19th of October, whereby, according to an Act of Parliament that we had here, the so-called Ben Burt Act, the government would be required to seek an extension anyway. So I think it's still likely that the UK will be in the EU come November.
You mentioned at the beginning of this a possible new arrangement relating to Northern Ireland, and what we're talking about, according to all the reports, is a customs border down the Irish Sea. That solution would effectively keep Northern Ireland within the UK's customs territory. What does that actually mean in practice?
Well, I mean, officially, Northern Ireland would leave the customs union with the rest of the UK, but in practice, you know, de facto, it would not, because all goods and that going in out of Northern Ireland would have to, goods going into Northern Ireland from the UK would have to abide by the EU customs unions and EU regulatory strictures. So in practice, Northern Ireland would remain in the EU customs union, the rest of the UK would not. So you would have a customs border down the Irish Sea. That's what it would mean in practice, and that's what the Democratic Unionist Party object to, because then firms exporting out of Great Britain into Northern Ireland would then have to fill in customs declaration forms for each consignment they send into Northern Ireland. Each form takes about an hour and a half to fill in, customs experts think. So they're objecting to the extra red tape and bureaucracy that would entail. But, you know, politically speaking, existentially, it's anathema for them, because they are a unionist party, and that they would see the preservation of an all-Ireland economy as a step down the road to the North rejoining the South.
And there are reports that Boris Johnson might call a session of Parliament this Saturday. That would be the first time, I think, since the Falkland War in 1982. Why would he be doing that?
Well, I mean, the conjecture, of course, would be given that the European leaders are meeting in their summit 18th and 19th, he would be hoping to be able to make an announcement maybe after that. So should Parliament not agree, should they not get an agreement, maybe he would then, well, it's difficult to say, what would he do? I think he would bite his tongue and just have to go forward and seek, you know, ask for that extension. He might take a nuclear option. He might call for a vote of confidence in his own government or try and push the opposition to vote no confidence. You know, the bottom line with Boris Johnson is that he says he wanted to deliver Brexit by the 31st of October. The people who voted him in, the Conservative Party members for him to be Prime Minister, overwhelmingly want Brexit now. He thinks he could win an election and thereby, you know, maybe if he goes to the opposition parties into trying to vote his government down, he could affect that election coming about.
Alex De Ruyter, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.